Module 8. 8D. Listening Skills. Exercise 1, page 94. You will hear somebody speaking to prospective students at a film school. For questions 1 to 5, tick the correct box. For questions 6 to 10, fill in the missing information.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Diane Chambers. For those of you who decide to come here and have opted to study the directing specialism, I will be one of your tutors. I also cover the compulsory classes on adapting to the age of social media, so we will all get to know each other very well over the next 3 years. Now, today we are not splitting you up into your specialisms because we will teach you your subject in your first year alongside each of the other roles. So I'm going to introduce you to all the facilities we have here so you are familiar with each and every one of them. First, you'll see our television studio. It is equipped with 3 cameras, a production gallery, and a green screen for use with CGI in both your television and film productions. As I said, in your first year here, you will get to know all the positions in a production, and to that end, part of your practical experience in the studio will include alternating between the different jobs, giving you a taster of what everyone does while producing a program. You'll even get to experience what it's like to be the talent in front of the camera. I'll also show you our editing suites, which are kitted out with state-of-the-art equipment and use industry-standard software. We want you to experience as closely as possible what it's like when you are out there in the competitive field of film production, and as such, we use much of the same rules as the industry. Each production will be given a finite time allotment in the suites, and you must stick to it, or it will cost your production. No professional editor would ever be late, because that would cost time and money, so we never expect to see the suites empty during post-production. The same applies to the equipment hire. You'll be given credits and you will be expected to pick up and return the equipment on time. Failure to do so will result in a lifting of privileges for the team, even if it doesn't impact on availability for another team. I know it sounds strict, but it's designed to prepare you for the real world. At the moment, our third year students are getting ready for their end of year show and have already set up some of the displays for the exhibition. After the tour, which should take about 1 hour, some of you might like to take half an hour or so to wander around the exhibits and get a taster of what our students produce here. You won't be able to see any of the films, but they are displaying all their pre-production work. I'm sure any of the teams setting up will be happy to answer any questions you might have about the course and what it's like to study here. It's good to get information from the perspective of the students and not just me, or any of the other tutors you will speak to during the tour.